We're going to do today. We're going to do Daf for the most part. Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. We're going to start at the beginning of the. We're going to start at the end of Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, and we're going to where the Mishnah. We're going to go through, hopefully to the end, maybe, of Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Okay, so let's start with the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Kama Malkinosa. Now we've been talking about Malkus for a long time. So now we need to know what the procedure is. So it's three lines from the bottom. Kama Malkinosa. So how many lashes should he get? So what does the Torah tell us? How many lashes did you get? 39. Well, what does the Torah say, actually? 40. Okay. So you're off by one. Okay. So we want to try to understand why that's so. So the Mishnah says, Kama Malkinosa Arboim Chaser Achas. So it says 40 minus 1. It's also an interesting language, 40 minus 1. And then he says, Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, B'mispar Arbaim. Because it says, with a number that's 40. Now that's very strange. How does that demonstrate? How does that phrase, B'mispar Arbaim, how does that demonstrate that it's 39? Understand the question? In other words, the Torah says, you should only have, we're only going to do 39 malchus, not 40. Why? Because the Torah says, but mispar arbaim. Well, that's, how does that indicate that's 39? Okay? So, we have to try to figure that out. Okay? We're going to try to figure that out in the Gemara. But that's a strange term. Because it says, but mispar arbaim, so that means 39. And then, so it says, Minyan Shehu Samach L'Arbaim. The phrase of B'mispar Arbaim, that somehow indicates it's a number that's close to 40. That's a little strange. So Rabbi Huda says, no, Arbaim, Shleimo Suloka. So Rabbi Huda says, no, you get 40 Malkos. The Torah says you get 40 Malkos, you get 40 Malkos. Seems to make a lot of sense. Torah says you get 40, you get 40. So Tanakama's position seems to require greater explanation. So we need to get back to that. And then, okay, and then we said, so that's the first piece. We'll try to understand that in the Gemara. Then the Mishnah says, Vehechon huloka, so es hayisera. So according to Rabbi Huda, so where do you get the extra one? Where do you get the, what do you mean the extra one? What does the extra one mean? Well, why would you get an extra one? There's why is he only asking about where do you get the extra one? It seems the 40th one. So why don't you get it where they get the first 39?
Why is it extra? He said it's 40.
So I understand. I understand. So, Marty, I apologize. I only made. You know what? Let me. I'll have to say it by heart. The Marma comment. Are you going to get? Okay.
Rabbi,
okay.
Are you saying change your position? You sideways in my computer.
Okay. So in any case. So the question is, so why is so he gets Malkus? He says he gets the extra one. So the 40th one. Well, apparently we know where he's getting the first 39. Where he's getting the 40th? That's a little strange. So he says, where do you get the 40th? Well, that's Ben Ketefa, between his shoulders. Okay. So it seems that you get all. It seems that you get the first 39 in threes. Then you have this extra one that's between the shoulders. We still have to figure out where do you get the first 39. But so far we have this debate. B'mispar b'ayim, that means close to 40, means 39. We have to see why that's so. Rehuda says you get 40, and the 40th one you get between your shoulders. Ein omdim oso ela b'makos ru'uyos li'shtalish. Okay, so now we say you're only supposed to get makos that you could do in threes. Okay, so what would that mean? If you're supposed to get 22, so you get 21. If you're supposed to get 25, you're supposed to get 24. Okay, you can only get Malkos in threes. So the it's hard to do. Okay, so the amdu lekabel arbaim. So let's say they estimate that he should get 40. The loke miksas, and then he gets some. The amdu, and then they estimated she'en yachol kabel arbaim. He no longer can get all 40. So then he's pater. So what do you think that means? He's pater. He's pater from what?
From the rest.
So in other words, what you're saying is, Well, is the case? What's the case? The case is, they first estimated he should get 39, right? And then he gets some, and then what do they estimate that he should get what?
No more.
Maybe no more. Maybe. But and that, well, is this? I think there are at least two possibilities. It's either where they estimate that he can get, they first estimate that he can get 39, and then in the middle they say he can't get any more, or maybe they say, you know what, you can get 3 more, 4 more, 6 more. And the question is, what does putter mean? Putter seems to me completely. In other words, the guy, he's supposed to get 39, and you start whipping him, and he's like a lot of pain or whatever. Someone would be in pain after being flogged a bit. And then what happens? Then they say, okay, wait, let's see how he's feeling. And they all of a sudden they say, whoa, he can only get, we thought it was 39, he can only get 21, unless he's on Malchus number 15. So does that mean, does he get up to 21, or do we say no more? How do you understand this Mishnah?
I would think that he can get up to the 21.
Okay, so when it says putter, you mean putter from 40?
It sounds like it can't be 22, because it says it has to be...
Okay, well, let's see the Rivad here for a second. The Rivad on the top of Chaf Beis and Beis. So what happened? So his first count was 39, and then he says he can't get all 39, all 40, then he's Potter. The Rivad says, the Chavan, denizbaze bebeistin, so since he was embarrassed in beistin, veloka ktsas, and he got some malchus, sagi lebehachi, it's sufficient. It would seem to indicate that it would seem that once he gets Malchus, and then they say, you know what, this first count, you can't get the full amount, then it would seem to indicate that you're done. That's what it seems like, no? Mm-hmm. Okay. No, so what I'm saying is, Ben's point, his first count was 39, and then after 6 Malchus, he's like suffering, and said, "Let's try it again." Oh, he can only get 21, so it would seem from the Rivan that he goes free now. Okay, because why would that be? So he was embarrassed and based in. So in other words, it seems what's going on here is that you either can get the first or the second. You're not getting the second once you've already gotten some malchus from the first. Then forget about the second. But since you cannot get the first full amount, then you're done. In other words, we discount the second. You can't get the full for the first, and so it seems you're done because you're nispazib abasi. That's what it seems like. Now, however, what's interesting is that, and then let's see what the Rivad says. Avololaka elamdu alarbaim bechazuv anushin yochol lekabo kulam. So let's say they first said he could do 39, but he didn't get any malchus. So they said, yeah, he can get 39, and then before he's about to get flogged, he says, I'm not feeling so good. And so what do? So then they say that he can't get the full amount. Then lo miftar, he's not exempt. De'ein rashaim ligroa ha'omed. Then you don't lessen the amount, ela loke achar zman. But what? You get malchus when?
At a later time.
Why?
Why? Because you didn't start. Because you weren't there. At least like this, we're in front of this.
Okay, I'm going to get flogged. I'm supposed to get 39. And then they tell me, you know what? Then I'm not feeling well. So they check me again. They say, no, you can only get 21. So why do I wait? What?
I don't understand.
Right. So the Minchas Chinuch doesn't understand. You say, why are you waiting? What we're saying here...
What was your setup?
I'm reading the Rivan.
No, what was your example that you just said?
The Rivan says the following. The Rivan. You get your estimate to get 39, right? And then the guy's not feeling well, so...
Did he get any?
No, he didn't get any. Right? Low loka. But they... And then they... For some reason, they evaluated him again... And they say, you know, he can't get all of them. And then he's not exempt because you can't lessen the amount.
The second lesson.
Okay. But you get Malkus after some time, Lachar Zman. So the Minchas Chinuch asked, he says, wait a second, why are we waiting for the second one? Why don't you get the second amount right now? Mm-hmm. Right? Now there's... You
who's he supposed to get 39? And you only lessen it by the point that you see that you can't withstand it.
I know. This says he got estimated for 39, and before he got last, he got estimated for, let's say, 21. So now we're saying, you don't get anything now, but you wait Lachar Zman, and by the way, what are you waiting for? Until you can get 39, until you get 21, what are you waiting for?
When you start the Makos, you're supposed to be able to withstand all 39.
Not necessarily. What if they're about to give him Malkus and they estimate that he can only get 21, so he gets 21.
And according to the Rivan, you put it off.
No. The Rivan says you put it off in the following case. Rivan says, if the first one was 39, and then they're about to give him last, and he's like, oh, I'm not feeling so good, and they give him another, they evaluate him again, another evaluation. Then, on the second evaluation, they say only 21.
So that, in that case, he didn't get any Malkus.
I understand. So, but why don't you give him...
That's what I'm saying. Because before you start,
right?
When you go with the first layers, you have to expect that you're going to go from 1 to 39. And you're not expecting to do that. Therefore, you put it off to do it at a later point.
And let's say you can never get 39.
So
he never gets Malkus? The Mishnah just said that Ein Omdim Osel, but Malkus Royos Lishtalish. We only give him Malkus that's fit to be in thirds. What does that mean to be in third? I mean, the Gemara is going to explain. But that means that obviously there's a possibility that if he's evaluated and he can't get the full amount and he's never get the full amount, then he doesn't get any Malkus at all. It's 39 or 0.
It seems from the Mishnah that he started and then he said that he can't
get. The Rivan says. So I'm trying to understand according to the Rivan. I want to understand according to the Rivan. It's not me. The Minchas Chinuch asked this question. It's not my brilliant question. The Minchas Chinuch says, look at the first source. L'chor tzorach iyud. Ima ainim ata bedido. I'm sorry. That ve'amru she'eno yachol lekabel rak kach v'kach. And let's say they say that he could only receive only a certain amount of Malkus. Amay mamtinin. Why do we wait? Ha kol chayve Malkus lokin kafiha omeid af bepachos milamites. The halacha is that when you evaluate someone, that he gets that number, even if it's less than 39. Ve'ei mamtinin klal, kimavor b'mishnah, like we explained the Mishnah, amdu al yurches v'loka, you evaluate him for 18, he gets Malkus. Chazina, de'ein mamtinin v'loki mash yochol l'kabel. So normally speaking, the rule is, if I evaluate you, and you can only get 18 off the bat, we're not waiting, you're getting the 18, we're not saying, well, let's wait a few days, see if you can get 39. No, if I evaluate you, then you're going to get the 18, whatever I evaluate here. The case here is what? Where you evaluated at 10 a.m., you're going to get 39, and then 10:30, for some reason, they evaluate you getting, and then you're going to get 21. In that case, we wait. So he's wondering, why do you wait there? So he says, Tzarech Lomar came into Soser Sarishon. The reason why we're waiting is because the second evaluation contradicted the first one. In Ken Chashira Dilma Omed Harishon MS Va'aser Lilkos Befachos Ucha Omed Harish. Okay, so he's saying it's not so clear if you have, you go to two doctors. Like they have two different opinions. You go to one and they tell you you can do 39. Second one you take you get 21. Who says that's because the one is later, it's 21. Who said that's the right one? Maybe the first one's the right one. If you only have one evaluation and it's less than 39, you get that. But if you have two, who says the second one is better than the first? Maybe the first one is correct. Now listen. Also Lukos Papachos Kaomed Harisho. Okay, so you can't get less, right? So he says, Kaomed Harisho ain't yochol lahalkos kipikuach nefesh machmas omed harisho. So he says the following. Right, so in other words, you can't get less, you shouldn't really get less than 39, but also you can't get the 39 because it's pikuach nefesh. So you're stuck. In other words, you're supposed to get the right amount, and we're not sure which is which. Al-Kain, ein lokin ata klal, mamtin ad omed haro'oi. We wait. He didn't say how long, it's not clear to me how long you wait for. It's not clear how long you wait, but what we're saying here is if you get two estimates on the same day and you haven't gotten any malkos, we wait. He doesn't say how long, and then you get evaluated again, because we basically, you can't give either one, because maybe you're supposed to get the higher amount, but if you get the higher amount, that's suffik pikuach nefesh. So we're stuck. So only in that case, but only in a case where you do two evaluations, so then you don't get any. Again, we don't say how long you wait, but if you only had one, it was 18, so you'd get 18, yeah?
So Rob.
Wait, one second. Already, 1 second.
The evaluation, is that?
What?
Would that be evaluation as to how many?
The what?
The evaluation of the person.
Is the basted, whoever.
Debated?
Yeah, there's a discussion. There's the basted. I didn't bring any source. The discussion about the basted, do they have some kind of medical degree or do they have some medical knowledge? So the discussion about whether the Bati Din have to have some kind of medical knowledge. So yeah, it doesn't say how. It doesn't say why or how. Presumably, I would assume that the guy may not be feeling well, so they give another evaluation.
They can't accept aids from a doctor.
They can. So I think, no, I think they can. But I think there's a discussion as to whether they have to be experts or not. I think they talk about that. Yeah.
Two questions.
Yeah.
Number one is, the two evaluations, why would there be another evaluation?
I don't know. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe the case is where the guy, like, all of a sudden, after the first evaluation, he all of a sudden stops feeling well. Maybe.
And one more thing, it's the whole point of the Makos going to the Rigon is Nizbazet. Nizbazet could be any amount.
No, that's his point. Correct.
Not trying to kill the guy.
So there's no Bizayon. If you haven't gotten any Makos, there's not sufficient Bizayon. But if you got three Makos, then you're done.
Right.
Yeah, correct. Right. Yes.
In Sanhedrin, I think we had said that you're supposed to wait overnight. Now, is that just in a death penalty?
Yes, death penalty. Correct, death penalty.
So if they sentence the guy Malchus,
he can get right away.
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
So it's like he gets evaluated and back.
Correct. Okay, so the Mishnah continues. So the Mishnah says that, but if it's the flip side, Amdu lekabel shmor esrei, umishalaka amdu, shiyachahu lekabel arboim, then potter. So let's say they first evaluate him that he can take 18. And then he's done with 18, he's good to go. And they say, you know, he can get another 21. He can get up to 39. He's potter, he's exempt. Why is he potter? Why would you say he's potter? So what's interesting, if you look here in the Ramban, sorry, Marty, I apologize. I don't know why. Okay, good. Oh, good, yeah. So the Ramban, so first of all, there's a Girsa change. Okay, so the case is what? You're valued for 18, and you get 18, and then you're... And then you're, and Ben's like, you got to give him the full 39. So you should know, the Ramban cites an opinion, the Rimi Luniel. He didn't say it here, but it's the Rimi Luniel. It's v'chazu v'amru, ein yachal kabel arbaim pater, perish, ein yachal kabel arbaim shlemos, ela shloshim v'shol. So you only get 38. Ein malkimoso shuva filo achas. You don't do another one. The whole of alaka mixas kfar nikla, Machmas omer arishon ve'idonim also b'shnei dinim lamod also pam shenis. So that's what he says. He says that once you already get malchus, you're in nisbaza, you're embarrassed, you're disgraced, and we don't give you even one other lash. Right? Malchus so afilo achas blo omer l'fichu potus. Therefore, you're exempt. V'chenam duhu lekabel shmonas. Let's say you value to get 18. Avo bisham duhu levasos yochel lekabel arbar. That's our mishnah. Right, you start off with 18. Now they say you can get 40. Hochim achar omed harishon. You go after the first evaluation. And you're exempt after the first 18. Now the ika mixas nuskei. Here's this. There are some girsos in the Mishnah. Dechsiv bahu chayav. They have a different girsa. It doesn't say potter says chayav. Okay, so it says what that they evaluate you for 18, and then after you're done with 40, then actually you're chayav. Umafar shilahu demisrape v'chozer v'loka. So this is the Rimi Luniel, who actually is of the opinion that when you heal, that basically if you're chayav to get 39, right, you get malchus to get 39 lashes, you're going to get 18. So what the Mishnah is really saying is you get whatever you can get now, and when you're feeling better, you get the remainder. But you have to get 39. That's the Rimi Luniel. But the Ramban says, Eino Machaver, Dim Kim Behedya, Have a Tari Hachi, Kitkan El Kaman. But then the Mishnah would have been explicit. So there's an interesting Shita out there that feels you always have to get 39. Okay?
Maybe even more than once. I mean, if you got 39, 13, another time you could get
13. Another 13, yeah, you keep on getting until you get to your 39, right. And so, however, right, so the Ramban disagrees. But the Ramban is the standard view that says, once you're nispazah basin, you're done, okay? So the Gemara says the following. My time, what's the reason? So we're trying to understand, what's the reason why you only get 39? Torah says 40. So why is it 39? So iksiv arba'im, if it would have said 40 arba'im b'mispar, so havamina arba'im b'minyana, then you would say it's 40. Hashi d'chsiv b'mispar arba'im. Now the truth is, it's not in one pasuk. It's actually in two different pasukim. The first pasuk says, v'haya im bin hakos harasha, v'pila ashov v'kol lefarav, k'dei rishaso b'mispar. And then it says arba'im yakenu. So the end of one pasuk finishes b'mispar, and the beginning of the next pasuk is arba'im. And halacha, we says a number of times, not only what the Torah says, it's also context. Context is critical. So it says b'mispar arba'im. So he says the fact that it says b'mispar arba'im, that implies 39. No, so why is that? Why would you say it says minyan shehu sochem es harba'im? It's a number that's sochem es harba'im. What does that mean? What does that mean? It's a minyan that is sochem es harba'im. It's an interesting language, right? It's a number that's, what's sochem?
It sums
it up. It sums it up. So in other words, the one like that to be is like right before. If you look in the Rivan, let's go back to the previous Amud, Chabez Amud Aleph. You see that the Rivan explains it, tries to explain it. He says in the first Rivan in the Mishnah on the bottom of Chabez Amud Aleph, he says V'pilo Hashov V'kol Lefanav K'nei Rishasu B'Mispar B'Samachle Arba'im Yakenos. We have the juxtaposition of the word B'Mispar and then Arba'im. V'Darshinan K'man D'Chsiv B'Mispar Arba'im. So we expound it as if it's written B'Mispar Arba'im. Minyan Shu Sochem Es Arba'im K'Defarish B'Gmar. So it's a number that rounds up or concludes or numbers up to 40. Dimidalok siv yakenu arba'im b'mispar. That since it doesn't write yakenu arba'im b'mispar, that he should get a 40 in the number, but b'mispar arba'im yakenu shaminan d'achikomar minyan hasochim arba'im cheshbon hamashlim schum shel arba'im. The calculation that will complete the number of 40, shegorim likros achrav arba'im. So the way that we've understands it is the mispar arba'im means the number after which we'll get to 40. That's how he understands the phrase the mispar arba'im. The number after which it's 40. So even though it says 40, it's the number after which it's 40. Okay, so that's the, of course, and the question is like, why did it say 40? Why didn't you say 39? Like, it's an interesting question. Like, in
maybe no more than.
But why don't you say 39? It's a little strange. I mean, it's a little strange. You have to explain why. The Torah wants to say 39, say 39. You know, it's like, it's interesting. So it's a little difficult to understand that. What? I understand. That's why he doesn't agree. Now the Ritva says, his reading of this is the following. The Ritva says, V'hadit nan. Kama malkima osar b'im chazar achat. Amrina la b'gemar, my time, what's the reason the har b'im, because it says 40. Umadrina di kasav k'dei rishaso ar b'im b'mispar. Had it said 40 in the number, havamash b'im shlemos. 40, complete. Hashik siv b'mispar b'im. So now that it's written in the number 40, minyan shu sochem es ar b'im. Peiros. And this is how the Ritva is going to explain it. The avogav di vitrei kroi ninu krachinan lehu kachada. Kiluk siv b'chad kro. K'dei rishasu b'mispar b'im. We're taking two psukim and we're like combining them. We're making a sandwich, I guess. Is it krachim? I guess like a korech. Making like a sandwich. Like it's like one pasuk. It's like saying k'dei rishasu b'mispar b'im. Ulahachi lo k'siv k'dei rishasu arba'im. It doesn't say k'dei rishasu arba'im because of b'mispar b'im. Why is it b'mispar b'im? Lomar d'lav arba'im. It's not really 40. It's a number that, I guess, concludes with 40. And this is known from the people who understands numbers, I guess. Ki ha'achadim shebichlal ha'asara kishehem tisha. So what does that mean? That the ones that's included in the 10 are when they're 9. In other words, the ones in the tens, if I was saying it's the numbers in the tens, that's including 10 is 9. Avitachin shirotzalomar shekola achadim shebasaros kigon milamen aleph ad lametes nikraim mispar shel hamem. So what's he saying? All the ones of 40, it's like, in other words, the 20th century is what? 1901 to
1999. This is the third decade of the
21st. This is the third decade of the 21st, right, exactly. So in other words, so in the 40s, the end of the 40s is what? 39. So that's how he's understanding, that's how the Ritva is understanding that. And he says, but then he says something interesting. He says, Upasha the milsa, but the simple understanding is what? The hilchus of gemirala, the malchus arbaim chaser achas heim, sheheim reuyos lihishtalesh. So he wants to say that there's a halacha l'moshe misinai, that your malchus has to be in thirds. So what's interesting is, maybe you can understand from the Ritva, is that really you should get 40, but there's a separate halacha of what? Of it has to be divisible by threes, so therefore you only get 39. And there's, seems maybe that there's like a technical reason, like we can debate what's the hashkafa behind it. We can be creative. We think what the hashkafa is behind it, but maybe what we're saying is you really deserve to get 40, but due to a technical reason of it needs to be in thirds. Halacha Moshe Misidai, therefore it's 39. Shame on lishtas. Aval sheyesh lo remez mikra, but there's a hint to it in the pasuk. There's a hint to it. What's the hint? Because it says b'misbar bayim, so that's the hint to it that it's less than 40. That's like a hint to it. A remez, but the lochel moshe misina has to be in thirds. So even without the remez, you would still say it's 39. The Rambam. So we have perush number one is that the number completes the count of 40. That's the Ritva. The number before 40, b'misbar bayim. Then we have the Ritva, who says there's really halacha l'moshe misinai, but this is the end of the 40s. The last number is 39, and then right, and then we have the Rambam. I like the Rambam but it's a fascinating position. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Aleph, Ketzad Malkin is a mechuyav Malkus. How do we give lashes to one who's obligated to get Malkus? Kafi Kocho, according to his strength. Shenamar Kadei Rishasa b'Mispar. Okay, according to his wickedness by number. Look what he writes now. Vizer shenemar arba'im. And that's what the pasuk says, 40. She'ein mosifim al harba'im. We don't give him more than 40. Afilo hayachazak ubarik in Shimshon. Even if he's strong in Shimshon. Aval pochasim lechalash. But we have less for someone who's weak. Shimyaka lechalash makarav bevade shumes. Because if you give him, you know, you hit him, give him too much malchus, too many lashes, he might die. Or he will certainly die. Lefichach amru chachamim, shafilu habari biyoser, makinoso shloshim matesha. So therefore Chazal said, that even someone who's healthy, the most we give him is 39. Shim yosif lo achas, if you add one, nimseis shlohiko ela arboim haruyoslo. If worst case scenario, if you add one, made a mistake, and you give him 4, it's enough. It's a wild position. You understand what it's saying here? It's saying that you're really supposed to get 40. Why don't you get 39? Because it's a gedder by the chachamim to give them less. It's wild. Right? And then the debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakhama is like, do we make this gedder or not? Do we have this fence? It's like a wild position. It's like we're not making any drushas or whatever. Then, of course, the question is, what does the Ram do with all this arbon b'mispar? What does he do with all this stuff? So the Kesef Mishnah sort of explains, he quotes our Gemara. So he says, Mishab Perik Basa the Makos, Kam Malkin also Mem Choser Achas, Rabbi Huda Omer Mem Shleimos, Upasa Kachachamim, we hold like the Chachamim, Umidivir Rabbeinu Nira, and from the opinion of the Rambam it seems. Shemashin Elokar Abon Shleimos, the fact that we don't get 40 lashes, Hu Takaras Chachamim, it's Takaras Chachamim. Shekach Kasaf, because that's why it says, Lefichach Amru Chachamim, that's what it says, Lefichach Amru Chachamim. Are we going to see soon that Rava is going to say Kama Tipshoy Shar Inche the Kame Mikame Sefer Torah Velo Kame Mikame Gavaraba. He's got that we're going to see in the Gemara soon that Rava is going to say people are so foolish they stand up for a Sefer Torah and they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Dilu b'Sefer Torah Ksiv Arboim, comes and Sefer Torah and says 40 lashes. Vasil Chamim Batri Chada, and the Chamim come and they say no, you have one less. Harisha Chamim Heim Shasu Kent. The Chachamim did this. The Chachamim themselves said you only have to do 39. Va'af al pi shesham darshu minichsiv mispar baim v'loksiv baim v'mispar. Ah, but it seems like it's because the pasuk says that. It says b'mispar baim, and from that we learn 39. That's just a cute hint in the pasuk. But the real reason is because of the chachamim. So it's interesting. Both the Rambam and the Ritva both hold that the Arboim B'Mispar is just a remez, it's just a hint. It's not a real Torah law. But according to the Ritva, it's halacha l'moshe misinai that has to be in third, so that's like 39. And the Rambam holds, it's a remez, it's 39 bits, but the real thing, it's really 40. But the Chachamim, they said you do 39. So that's how the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam. Now the Kesef Mishnah himself says, the Yosin Irali, it seems to me, the Latami Ozil, Shekol Davar She'enim Aforish Behedya, Batora, Kori Divrei Sofim, V'chachomim, Kibli Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav Hashom, Drusha Zumi Tamzeh. So he has also an interesting position. He said, when the Ram says that the Chachomim said this, he's saying, if the Chachomim said something, so it meant that it's not explicit in the Torah. I think, if I recall correctly, maybe you can tell me if what you know about this, Marty, but I think that, sometimes I think when the Rambam says something, it's Midivrei Sofrim. So I'm aware that I think some of the Mefarshim of the Rambam say it's not simply a rabbinic, it's Doraisa that's not explicit. But you see what the Kesef Mishnah is saying. He's saying here, it says Chachamim, and it also might be a Doraisa that's not explicit, which seems like a wild position. But anyway, how we get to, just bottom line, how do we get to 39? Again, how seriously do we take the Rivan? We take the Misbar Baim very seriously. And that means Doraisa, the juxtaposition, tells you it's a number that leads up to 40, the number that causes 40 afterwards, so that's 39. Okay? Then we have the Ritva, who says, no, it's a halacha l'moshe misinai, 3, 3, 3, has to be divisible by 3. And this Misbar Baim is just a remez. And then the Rambam says, you're really 40, the Chachamim, at least the way the simple understanding is. The Chachamim said, no, it's too, again, they're offense because of Pikuach Nefesh here, you're only going to do 39, not 40. Okay?
Did anybody say that possibly very strange? The Pasuk is warning you. Give him 40, but you better not give him more than 40. It's sort of like a warning, as the report said, you better be careful not to do 40. Maybe you should leave a little room, because if you do more than 40, it's a specific aveira of Nikol HaKikol HaNecha if you do more than 40. It's a lot.
Right. So, but then when the Torah then tells you, so therefore do it 39. And it's a meat.
They're biasing you sort of against.
Right, and that could be the hashkafa behind the Chachamim went down according to the Rambam, or maybe that's the Rivan. Maybe the Rivan is saying that's what the Torah says 40, but it's a gather midat Torah. Maybe you can look at it like a gather midat Torah. Why it's 39? And that, I'm just saying, maybe you can plug in the Rav Shita within the Rivan and say it really should be 40, but we're so concerned, like you have one extra. So the Torah itself said only 39. But really, you could do 40, but the Torah is concerned about Pikuach Nefesh, so 39. I mean, again, you could maybe build that in.
Yeah, the Torah doesn't say Pikuach Nefesh. The Torah says about the
Nikol Chukmanah.
You give
them
more.
Oh, there's Nikol. Okay, fine. Right. Okay, fine. Okay, but same idea. Yeah, interesting. So get him in a Torah, maybe. Okay. Okay, so, So now, the Gemara now says, Amar Rava. Rava says, back in the Gemara, Kama tipshoi shar inshi de kaimi mikami sefer Torah v'lo kaimi mikami gavar Rava. Look how foolish some people are. They stand up in front of a sefer Torah, and they don't stand up in front of a great rabbi. Dilu b'sefer Torah k'siv arba'im, because by sefer Torah, what is it, right? Arba'im. Vasu arba'im, batu chadim. The Chachamim came, and they lesson one. So there's a whole discussion about this. So what does that mean? So first of all, what's interesting is that if I tell you that this guy stands up for a Sefer Torah but doesn't stand up for a Talmud Chacham, so what would you call him? Would you call him a fool? What else might you call him? He stands up for a Sefer Torah but not for a Talmud Chacham. What might you call him? Or like a bad guy. Like, what I'm saying is he foolish or is he like a Russia? Right? Right? Okay. Okay, right. So there's a whole discussion about this. There's also discussion what's more important. So I just brought you one source here. If you look in the Gilyon HaShas, so the Gilyon HaShas says, Nir Beinai Lashon Shar En Shei Tzarech Biur. What does it mean, other people? So he says, Lamati Perush Medivar Yireim, the Kashav Shem Barucha, Tchila, the Ase, the Mipnei Seva Taku, Vadarta Pnei Zaked. So the pasuk says what? You should get up in front of an old person, and you should glorify someone who's a zaken. That means like a scholar. So hurak betalmid l'rab. This only applies to a talmid to his rebbe. If v'sofa simon kasav zelishad tolda lehidur v'kima zaken afilo lama mimenu el yodei yoser mimenu. So the idea of you have to stand up for a rabbi or a scholar. That even if you only learn one thing from him, Kidama Rava Kama Tipshoi Hari Shar Enche De Kaime Kama Seva Torah Velo Kaime Mikami Gaber Rava Kan Lashono. So now he's citing this Gemara and says Venira Hakavoda Lefi Devarav the Talmidav Shelagav Rava Lo Betipshoi Levad Sagi Lahu. He says if you're a student of a great rabbi, then you're not merely a fool. Right, shahare ovi mal ase doraisim they save a taku. Rak shar enche shenam talmidim poltri min ase aleim amar mikom kamim tipshoim. So he wants to say that you're a Russia if you have if there's a scholar who taught you Torah, so then you're a Russia if you don't stand up for him. If you simply see this guy walking by, you know he knows a lot of Torah, you don't learn it from him, then you're a fool. Then you're a fool. So that's what he understands it. And then the Aruch HaNer asks a different question. Is it really true that a Sefer Torah is more important than is a Sefer Torah really more important than a Talmud Chacham? Like you have to stand up more for a Talmud Chacham than a Sefer Torah. So, because there's a Gemara in Kiddushin, and the Ran asks, in Kiddushin, Amrina Mibneilom Deha Omdim Mipanelo Kol Shekein, the exact opposite Kavachomer is the Gemara in Kiddushin. And the Gemara in Kiddushin says what? That if you stand up for the scholars, certainly you should stand up for the Sefer Torah. Right? Masha the Sefer Torah, adif bilob deha. So that's what he wants to argue. And there are a couple of different answers. I'll just give you sort of we'll just do one answer. The Aruch HaNer, about 5 lines from the bottom. He said, Lefidi estati kush. Okay, he asked a question this, but let's. He said, about 4 lines from the bottom. He said, Lechein, adir lefidi estati, but yishiv kushat harishonim. He said, Vada mi she'edo chacha b'tor shebal peh. Okay, so he says the following. Gamkein mikrei zakein shekara chachma v'tzarech laba lefada. So he's saying that in the Gemara and Kiddushin, that says what? That says that if you have to stand up for a person, a talmid chacham, certainly you have to stand up for a sefer Torah. There we're talking about someone who only knows Torah shebichsav. So if I only know Torah shebichsav, and you have to stand up for me, then certainly you have to stand for a Sefer Torah. Why? Because Lokoshkin, like you said, in Kedah Kamav Kedushim, Umavne Lobdeh Omdim, and just like those who learned it, you have to stand, because the Haini Lom they Sefer Torah, Bipanel, Lokoshkin, Devadi Sefer Torah, Atzma Odiv Milobdeh. So if you're comparing, the Gemara Kedushim says like this, if you're comparing someone who is a Torah scholar, who only knows Torah Shebiksav, so if I know Torah Shebiksav, and you have to stand up for me, then certainly, for the Torah Shebiksav itself, you have to stand up for that, because that's greater than me. Because I don't know any more than the Torah Shebiksav. However, our Gemara is what? Chacham Torah Shebal Peh. And that's greater than a Sefer Torah. So the way the Aruch HaNer understands the following. So a scholar in Torah Shebiksav, like, you know, the one who wins the Chidon on Tanakh, doesn't study any Torah Shebal Peh. He wins the Chidon on Tanakh, so he's one level. Sefer Torah is at a higher level. Oh, there's Chamish Chumshi Torah. So the one is the Chidon Chamish Chumshi Torah. So he's on one level. The Torah itself is at a higher level, presumably because that's everything. But if you know Torah Shebal Peh, you're at a higher level. So our Gemara is talking about someone who knows Torah Shebal Peh. And especially here, because this individual, he knows Arbar B'Mispar. He knows how to darshan the Torah Shebal Peh. So therefore, you have to stand up. So anyway, the Mefarshim talk about this discussion here about when you're a fool not for standing up from a scholar, when you're a Rasha, and what's greater, a scholar or a Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, so Let's continue. So the Gemara then continues. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, oh wow, Arbaim Shlemos. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you have 40. Omer Rav Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Tichsiv, ma makos ho'ela ben yodecha. What are these makos between your hands? V'omar, and he said, I share hukesi base mahavai. So this isn't safe for Zechariah. That you said what? That the basin hit me between the shoulders, which are between my hands, meaning the 40th lash. It seems the 40th lash is different and on a different location than the other ones. Okay? So then the Gemara asks, Rabbanan, Hahu betinoko shall base Rabban Hudiksim. So this pasuk is talking about basically that the Beis Din in Zechariah have to hit the kids in order so they're going to learn well. It's not talking about Malkus Beis Din. And Malkus Beis Din, you're not going to hit. In other words, this pasuk in Zechariah describes Malkus that are between your hands, or between your shoulders. Okay? So Rabbi Yehuda says, what must this refer to? This must refer to the 40th lash. Okay? And the Chacham say, no, this is not talking about Malkus. This is talking about when you beat in the old days, when they would beat the children, when you hit the children to so they go on the straight and narrow. So then you can beat them, then you can lash them between, you know, between the hands. You don't have to do it in the front or the back, as we'll see the Malkus of Beis Din. Okay? I want to move on. I have some stuff on that. If we finish, I'll go back to the source on this. The Gemara now says, "Eid omdim ella b'makos haruyos." So let's see. So this Mishnah says that you only. What does that mean? That you only let's say that you estimate you only give him the makos that are fit to be going to thirds, right? In other words, if you estimate him to give him 40, and then he gets some of the lashes, and then they say he can't handle the 40, so that he's potter. So the Gemara says, what? Laka in, if you got some lashes, then yes, you're exempt from Malkus. Lo laka, lo. But if you didn't get any lashes, then you're not exempt. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Armina, we have a question. Amaduhu lekabel arboim. If they estimated him to get 40 lashes, and then they evaluated him again and said he can't get 40. Pater, he's exempt from Malkus. Amaduhu lekabel shmona esrei. If they evaluated him to get 18, and then they evaluated that he can get 40, then you're pater. So what do we see from here? The Mishnah first seems to say that what? So how is this? The Mishnah says that you get the second, right? The Mishnah says that you get the Mishnah seems to be more strict, right? Because the Mishnah says that if you don't get any Malkus, then you get the full second set of Malkus. And this Brisa says that if they evaluate you to get 40 and then they evaluate you to get less and you didn't get any Malkus, then you're completely exempt. So the Brisa seems to be more lenient than the Mishnah. So why is that so? So Rav Sheshes, Lokasha ha damaduhu liyome, ha damaduhu lemachor ulayoma uchara. So let's see the Rivan. On the fourth thin line of the Rivan. We'll read some of it. So he says, Hada Madu Liome. Masnisin Bamdu Liome. Lekabel Mem Oshman Esrei. So in our Mishnah, we're talking about where you evaluate him on the same day to get 40 or to get 18. Hilka. Ki Chazu Vamdu Bo Bayom Shiriyachal Lekabel Yachal. Let's say they have one evaluation and the very same day they have another evaluation and they contradict either 40 to 18 or 18 to 40. So therefore what? Igloi milsa de omei chalahem lo yaklum. Kevin de bobayom satru koma shamdu. What does that indicate? That their initial valuation was a mistake because it contradicted on the same day. Shareze lo nishtana, v'lo hichish b'shus mor kazeh. If you go from 40 to 18, obviously someone's evaluation is mistaken. You can't get that much weaker in such a short period of time. V'yishlomer dehem tal bomen. So you can say they made a mistake in their evaluation. Hilkach, therefore, ki amdu tchilal arbon. If they first evaluate him, they get 40. V'chazu v'amdu bo bayom sheniochel akaba. Then they evaluate so he can't get the full 40. Im laka miksasa. Once he gets some malchus, then potrin also. Then we exempt him. Sharei nisbazek, because he's been embarrassed. Vim lo laka, if he doesn't get any malchus, harehu kemi shalom du klaut, if he didn't get any evaluation. Vachshav hu dema'ino bedine. And now that they investigate him and said he can't get the full 40. Umamtim lo achi yavri. And then we wait until he gets healthy. Viyu omdim also omid aror lo. And then he does whatever's fitting to him. Vachain amdu tchila lo yudchas. And let's say they valued him for 18. And then he's evaluated that day, they can get all 40. Igloi milsa de tau ba amud rishon ve'ed klum. So what does it mean? Obviously, their first evaluation was nothing. Ve'hilchach, therefore, imlaka kvar kol shimon esrei p'tur moso. But if he got all 18, we exempt him. The chayven de yatsim beistin kvar bizar beistin hulach zero. Once he leaves beistin, he did all 18, and he's, oh, I'm strong now. It's irrelevant. He's already had his bizayon. So you can't get him back. Of a loloka, but if you didn't get any malchus, Rashem Lahosi, Valom and Rishon, then a klum, then you can add, and the first one is really nothing. Ubraisa, Ravan continues, and the Braisa, Bidam Duhu Lamachal Yomach O Uchra. What's the case of the Braisa? The guy has one evaluation, he can get 40. I don't know, he didn't get malchus that day, for whatever reason, I don't know, that's a close up shop. And the next day he comes back, and he can only get 18. So then, Dahu vadai omeg gamahu. Then the second one is obviously the right evaluation. Shiyafa aino shiyocho zeh lekabal also yom kach v'kach makos elanishtana v'hichish. If it's the same day, if they have two evaluations the same day, so then a mistake was made. If it's different days, then you could say that the guy got weaker, the guy got stronger, whatever the case is. And therefore, Hilkach, therefore, ki amduhu larbaim ad yom ploni. So when they evaluate him to get 40 for a certain time, uchshe gia, they say, okay, come back on Tuesday, you get 40. Come back on Tuesday, you're going to get 40. Uchshe gia yom ploni, and when the day happens, amdu sheyoch lekava kulam, and then he realizes he can't get them all. Omed rishon, omed gamahur. The first evaluation was a complete one. V'hol v'nishtana v'nishkalka shulchava potter, Avo pishalo loka share nisbaze ba osa omer. So he says the following: If you have the evaluation, and it's interesting, he said if you have the evaluation initially to get 40, and then you come back and you say you can't get 40 on another day, the 40 one is a legit one. It was never found to be a mistake. This is a legit count. Either you get that or you don't get it at all. So what he's saying is once we're saying that this evaluation doesn't count. No, it does count. Right? Once we say, in other words, if the first one was a mistake, then we can discount it. But if you had the first, on Monday, you had 40, and then on Wednesday, when you're actually getting it, oh my God, so I can only get 18. No, but you have to get 40. But since you can't, so you get nothing. That's how we understand it. Because the Omid, that evaluation was a valid evaluation. That's at least how the first Lishna of the Rivan goes. There are many different explanations, but that's how the first evaluation goes. Okay. So let's go to the Mishnah. I want to get to the bottom of the daf, the bottom of the Amud. So let's read it. Let's move on a little bit. The Mishnah now says, Avar Aveira Sheshba Shte Lavim. Let's say you committed an Aveira that has two Lavim. So what do you think? How many should you get? You're supposed to get, if you can't, 78. If you're like Shimshon, you can get 78, right? Amduhu omed echad loke upator. If they evaluate him one umdana, he gets malchus, and then he's exempt. Vim lav loke umisrape v'chozer v'loke. So what does that mean? In other words, if they give him one evaluation for both lavim, and they said, you know what, you can get more, they give you one evaluation for both lavim. It seems like they have the option. So like, you know, I want my evaluation for both. Okay? And they say you can get 45. Okay? So then you get 45, and then you don't have to get any more. But im lav, if they only did each one separate, it doesn't. It seems like, I don't know whose option is this. It's not clear whose option it is. But if the Beis Din said, we're going to give you one evaluation for both together, then whatever the both together is, that's what you get and you don't come back. However, they could also choose, it seems, to evaluate you for the first one, which could be 39, give you that, and then when you're feeling better, give you another 39 for the next one. Imagine if you eat the ant or whatever, with the planting, the shor, and the chamor together, you come back 8 different times for 39 lashes each. Okay. So the Gemara says, but wait a second. V'atanya, but we're learning a brisa, ein omdin omid echad l'shnei lavim. There's a brisa which says you can't do one evaluation for two sets of malchus. So you have to do each one separately. So Moshe says, Lokasha, ha de amaduhu la'arboim v'chada, the difference is that where you had where the first case is where you evaluated him that he should get 41. So what? So right. So you only get 39, and therefore, since you're 39, so then you didn't get anything for the second set. So then you wait until he's healed and you get the second set. But the Mishnah, which says that you can do two different, that you can get an evaluation for two lavim, if they evaluate that you can get 42 or more, if they evaluate that you can get 42 or more, then you're done. So you got to make sure you get 42 or more. If you get 40 or 41, then forget it. Then you have 39 and you get to your healed and then you get your second time. Okay, so that's how that works. Okay, these are like the practical things. Now, in the Mishnah, we're going to finish off with the Mishnah. Is going to now discuss actually how do we give the person lashes. The Mishnah clarifies Kates and Malkin also. So how do you give him malchus? Kofes shtei yadav. So you tie his two hands. Okay, you tie his two hands of the one who is obligated, who is liable, ala amud, on a like a post that's stuck in the ground, halach v'halach. So I guess you tie his hands, like, I guess, on two sides of the post. V'chazan ha-kneses, and the shamish, the one in charge. Oches bivgadav, he grabs his garments, and he pulls it. Im nikru'u nikru, nifru'u nifru'u, achu magalas libo. If it ripped, not in the place of the where it's supposed to be sewed, then it rips, and if it's rips in the place of the sewing, that's also fine. Until, why? Shemagales libo. Because when you lash someone, you have to lash someone's skin. You don't do the lashes on the garment, you have to do it on the skin. So, va'evin nesuna me'achorav. So you have a stone that's behind the defendant. So, chazan ha'knes omid alav. So the guy who's giving him the lashes, or the one that is standing behind him. Okay, so he's standing on a stone, and the guy with the lashes is in front of him. Okay, and so then what happens? Uritsua biyado, and the guy has a strap, shel egel, a strap made from the skin of a calf. Kfula echad lishnayim, so it's doubled, ushnayim larba, and then it's quadrupled. So you take a long strap, fold it twice. Ushte ritzul shel chamor olos v'yardos ba, and you have two straps of, of a donkey that, right as well. Yada tefach, so the handle has to be a tefach long, v'rochba tefach, and the strap has to be at least a tefach long, and the width has to be at least a tefach. V'rosha magas al pi kreso. And the top of the strap has to reach the guy's stomach. So when you're, because we're going to see, you do some on the back, some on the front. So when you whip him, it has to be able to reach his stomach. Okay? So that, right. So when you, because you're hitting him, you're standing behind him. So when you're lashing him from behind, you're either lashing him from behind, so it hits. So his front, right, right. So umake also shlish milfanov. Okay. Right. So. Right. So it says here, let's see. So he says here that, look, if you look in the Rivan, Hayamakel, Shum Magbia, Yado, Morid, Hain Olos, Vyorid. Okay, so that's, one second. Sorry. Yada Tefach. So Makel, Shtuliaba, Orko, Tefach, or Ritsua Atzba. The strap itself is one Tefach wide and reaches until the stomach. Shemeshar Kach, Kishahu Maka Kula Rosha Sharatsua Befi Kreso Betchilas Kreso. That the Maka is standing by the side and then he hits him from the side. Right. So he hit him from the side. And therefore you have to reach his stomach. And even though it says the stones on his back, so I think then you're like you're standing behind, but you're sort of like reaching over and like and you hit him like that. So okay. So then, umaka also shlish milfanov, and you hit him a third in front. Ushteyados milachorov, and two in back. So one in front, two in back. Veino maka also lo omed velo yoshev. You don't hit him while you're standing when you're sitting. Ela muta. Rather, you're bent over on the post. Shenema vipilo hashofet. Vipilo is like you're bending over. Vamaka, maka biyado achas. You do with one hand, but kokocho with all your strength. Vakore, and the one who reads the psukim, kore, imlo sishmor lasos. He reads the psukim, vehiflo Hashem, es makoscha, es makos, zaracha, etc., etc. Then he's going to cause you, okay, he's going to give you malkos. Vachos, tchilas amikra. And as you're giving him lashes, you're saying these psukim about malkos. Ushmartis divir brisazos. Vachose, vahurachum ykaperavon. And you finish by saying the pasuk, vahurachum ykaperavon, that God is merciful. And he will atone for your sin. Vachos, tchilas amikra. Then you start again, the pasuk again, this is from Tehillim. And then, there's more, the Gemara's going to discuss this, but we should finish up the Mishnah. Vim meis tachas yado patur. And if the one who gets malchus dies, you are exempt from galus.
Who is?
The one who gives him lashes, you're exempt. It's a gzeres shava. It's a gzeres akasav. That only if you kill him for a dava rishus, then you get galus. But if you kill someone by a basted, then you don't, then... Assuming you give him the right number, then you don't get galus. But hosif lo old ritzuachas umeis reza gol yada. But if you give him one extra lash, then you would get galus. And the final piece.
Even if he doesn't die?
No, if he dies. If you give him one extra lash, then he dies, then you get galus. Sorry. In other words, if he dies because he was supposed to get 27, you gave him 27, he died, you don't get galus. If you give him an extra one, then you get galus.
Why isn't it the
best
who has to go?
Because the guy who does it, is the one who. I understand, but again, we always do. We always go by the one who actually does the act. Only gets galus. The one who does the act is the one who goes galus. That's generally speaking how we paskin. Last line, because it's Amar. Niskalkel bein borei, bein b'mayim putter. If the one who got, if he had to urinate or he defecated, he was so embarrassed, then he's putter from any more malchus. So it's good to know, right? And then Rabbi Yehuda Omer, because he's embarrassed. Ha'ish berei, so the man only if he defecates. And Aisha b'mayim, the woman just urinates, then she'd be exempt from the rest of the lashes. So it's a good way to get out of it, I guess.
Urinating doesn't do it?
What? No, it doesn't do it. It's not enough embarrassment for the man. Okay. What? Quite Rabbi Yehuda, right, correct.